Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1053, visible translated text is as follows. I am superintendent of the local branch of the Pinkerton Detective Agency. I have worked on this case with John Black, city detective. I was employed by Mr. Frank regarding the National Pencil Company. I saw Mr. Frank Monday afternoon, April 28th, at the pencil factory. We went into Mr. Frank's private office. Mr. Darley and a third party were with us. Mr. Frank said, I guess you read in the newspapers about the horrible crime that was committed in this factory. And the directors of this company and myself have had a conference and thought that the public should demand that we have an investigation made and endeavor to determine who is responsible for this murder. And Mr. Frank then said he had just come from police barracks and that Detective Black seemed to suspect him of the crime, and he then related to me his movements on Saturday, April 26th, in detail. He stated that he arrived at the factory at 8 a.m., that he left the factory between 9:30 and 10 with Mr. Darley for Montag Brothers for the mail, that he remained at Montag Brothers for about an hour, that he returned to the factory at about 11 o'clock, and just before 12 o'clock, Mrs. White, the wife of Arthur White, who was working on the top floor of the building that day with Harry Denham, came in and asked permission to go upstairs and see her husband. Mr. Frank granted her permission to do so. He then stated that Mary Fagan came into the factory at 12:10 p.m. to draw her pay, that she had been laid off the Monday previous and she was paid $1.20, that he paid her off in his inside office where he was at his desk. And when she left his office and went in the outer office, she had reached the outer office door leading into the hall and turned around to Mr. Frank and asked if the medal had come yet. Mr. Frank replied that he didn't know and that Mary Fagan then he thought reached the stairway, and he heard voices, but he could not distinguish whether they were men or girls talking, that about 12:50 he went up to the fourth floor and asked White and Denham when they would finish up their work, and they replied they wouldn't finish up for a couple of hours. That Mrs. White was up there at the time, and Frank informed Mrs. White that he was going to lock up the factory, that she had better leave. Mrs. White preceded Mr. Frank down the stairway and went on out of the factory as far as he knew. But on the way out, Mrs. White made the statement that she had seen a Negro on the street floor of the building behind some boxes, and Mr. Frank stated that at 1:10 p.m. He left the factory for home to go to luncheon. He arrived at the factory again at 3 p.m., went to work on some financial work, and at about 4 o'clock, the night watchman reported for work, as per Mr. Frank's instructions the previous day, that he allowed Newt Lee to go out and have a good time for a couple of hours and report again at 6 o'clock, which Newt did. And at 6 o'clock, when Lee returned to the factory, he asked Mr. Frank, as he usually did, if everything was all right. And Mr. Frank replied, yes. And Lee went on about his business. Mr. Frank left the factory at 6:04 p.m., and when he